Bruce Williamson is from the Rail Campaign Group, Rail Future, and joins us. Good morning to you, Bruce.
Good morning.
Now, in terms of this rail franchise, are they losing the rail franchise just because it's running to the end of its course, as opposed to quality of the service they've been providing?
Well, yes, but they wanted to continue to run it. They wanted to bid for the renewed franchise, and they've been excluded because of a row over pensions. So there's a sort of hangover from British Rail. There's an industry-wide pension pot. And as part of the bid, they were expected to contribute a significant amount to that. And Virgin just said no. You know, Virgin felt that they were being asked to write a blank check, and they fell out with the DfT. So they've been banned from reapplying for any franchises.
Oh, that's yes, I can see why they'd be quite cross. But how then have they been able to apply for this one then?
Well, okay, you're allowed to, in addition to the existing franchises, if you see an opportunity for a new service, and the key point is that it must be shown not to compete with existing services. It must be, you know, new passenger demand on new routes. Then you can apply for something called open access and run your train more or less wherever you like within reason.
Presumably on tracks. Where the tracks go would be the helpful network, bit at that point. I'm no expert on railways, Bruce, but I'm thinking they might have to
be able to on any route. So, you know, it looks like, you know, there's a contradiction in what they're saying, really, that they're going to compete with the West Coast Main Line and be an open access operator, because clearly they have to choose something different. And one of the things they're doing different is they're running their trains to Liverpool South Parkway, which is not in the centre of Liverpool and not Lime Street, where most of you would sort of want to go. So that may be one way in which they're getting around this restriction.
Yeah, indeed. But in terms of any competition, it's got to be good for customers, hasn't it?
Well, I think broadly speaking, yes. You know, if there's competition on fares, then hopefully that would drive fares down. We know that fares are a big issue because rail travel in this country is outrageously expensive. So anything that sort of attempts to do something about that, we'd have to welcome.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed, Bruce Williamson from the Rail Campaign Group, Rail Future. Appreciate that.